Welcome to the Monday edition of English English with me, Richard Brown. This is the show where we do our very best to stuff as many meanings of a single word into a period of about 25, 26 minutes. And today's show, of course, is going to be no exception. So, without further ado, let me introduce you to today's word of today of the day. We're going to look at the word cram. Let's go. So we're going to look at the word cram. This is a word that's a great word. It's basically a verb. It's a word I never hear my Spanish friends using when they're speaking English. But we use it a lot. It's kind of synonymous with the verb to stuff. Well, really, it has two basic meanings. Let's focus on the first, right? Which is basically trying to get as much of something in a confined space or a confined period of time as possible, right? So, in Spanish, you might say apiñar, como meter a la fuerza. So we can do this with things in space or activities in time. Let's look at how we use it when we're talking about space. To start with, for example, you know when you're going on holiday, when you're packing, you know, to pack is hacer las maletas. We don't do our suitcases. We don't make our suitcases. We pack. Okay, you can say I'm packing my suitcase, but it's kind of redundant. There's no need. No hace falta mencionar la maleta porque es implícito en el verbo to pack. But what are you doing? I'm packing. I've got to pack. I'm leaving tomorrow, so I've got to pack. Of course, you're packing your bags, you're packing your cases, you're packing your suitcases, but you don't need to say it. So if you're going away for a week, when you're packing, most people, I used to be like this, I'm not anymore. Now I don't take very much at all when I'm traveling, but I used to try and cram as much as I possibly could into my suitcase, into my case. También se dice, ¿eh? Suitcase or case. Es igual, maleta. Yeah, I used to cram. I used to try and cram. See, no solemos decir try to do something. Es mucho más común decir try and. De hecho, cuando lo decimos, solemos omitir el sonido de la D al final de la palabra and, de la conjunción, right? We say try and. I used to try and cram as much as I possibly could, right? El máximo número de artículos, if you like. As much as I possibly could. Where? I tried to cram it into my suitcase. We've all done that. And you know when you're trying to cram all your clothes into your suitcase, and then you try and... Una vez más, you try and, yeah? You try and. Intentas hacer. You try and... do your suitcase up. You try and close your suitcase. Sí, ahí tampoco decimos mucho close. Es mucho más común decir do your suitcase up, right? Para cerrar la maleta. When you try and do your suitcase up, sometimes if you've crammed a lot of things into the case, you have to sit on the case, you know, in the case, claro. If you're sitting in the case, aún está abierta la maleta. No, you sit on the case. You sit on the suitcase to try and do the suitcase up. Sí, cerrar la maleta. You try and sit on it in order to try and do it up. Try and try and try and try and try and try and try and. Okay? Mucho más común que try to do something. We all do this, don't we? I mean, you just, you can never have enough. There are always things you think you need or you think you're going to need. But in the end, al final, in the end, you never do. So you cram lots and lots of things into your suitcase. And in the end, you only use about a quarter of them. So you take loads of clothes that you're not going to wear, like trousers. I mean, you take three or four pairs of trousers and you wear two, if you're lucky. Yeah? You take books that you're never going to read. But we do. We just cram as much stuff as we possibly can into our suitcases. Little boys, when I was a little boy, I used to do this. Boys in general, that we have a habit of cramming things into our pockets. Yeah. Because, of course, boys don't, we don't have a concept of, men do as well, don't we now? Because we don't really have handbags. Yeah, ladies have handbags, so they can put all their stuff into their handbag. They could put their, I don't know, their makeup, their, well, I don't know what ladies have in their handbags. No idea. I've never looked in one. But they have lots of things that they bring out of their handbags, yeah? Men don't have handbags in general. So where do we put our stuff? Well, we put it in our pockets. And when we're boys, when we're kids, boys like to cram things into their pockets. So they'll, I don't know, they might have a pencil, some marbles, canicas, I don't know, a pencil sharpener, I don't know, a tissue, a handkerchief, conca maybe, unas castañas that we find on the ground, and you just cram all this stuff into your pocket. When you go on holiday by car, what do? Yeah, we try and cram as much as we possibly can into our car, don't we? Because, so, oh, we got the car, we got the whole car, we can just put as much as we like in, can't we? Yeah, we can put as much as we like. So we try and cram as much as we possibly can. All these things we're never going to use, all these things we don't really need, but nevertheless, no obstante, nevertheless, we try and cram it all in to our car when we set off on holiday, when we're packing the car. También se usa el verbo to pack cuando estamos preparando el coche para un viaje. Yeah, metiendo las cosas en el coche. You pack the car. Have you packed the car yet? Well, no, I'm still packing it. I've still got a lot more to cram in. I'm sure we can cram some more things into the car, right? Es como meter la fuerza. So we use this all the time. In all these cases, you can probably use the verb to stuff as well. You're trying to stuff some more things in, cram some more stuff in. Que también stuff es cosas, ¿no? Puede ser cosas o el verbo meter la fuerza, right? So we're trying to stuff some more things in or cram some more stuff into the car. Yeah, you put the suitcases in the back, then you've got, I don't know, you've got diving gear. If you're going on a summer holiday, you might not even like diving, but you put diving gear in, beach tennis rackets, football, all these things you just don't need, but you cram them in nevertheless. In fact, talking of cramming things in, you know when you're going somewhere by car, with about four, five, six mates, amigos, no? Let me get this. And it's a small, you've got a small car. You've got like, I don't know, maybe you have a Fiat 500, Cinquecento, right? You have a Fiat 500 and you've got four, you're with four or five mates. You're with five mates. So there's six of you in total. And you say, well, I'll take you. I'll take you all, you know, we're going to a restaurant. We're going to a pub. And I said, well, come with me. I'll take you all. So what do? We just cram into my very small car, into my Fiat 500. We cram in. Can everyone get? Yeah, I think we can all cram in, which means if we budge up, if we squeeze up, we can all fit. We can all cram in. So there we are, crammed. Ahí tenemos el adjetivo, que es básicamente el participio también, ¿no? There we are, crammed into the car. Probably one big guy sitting on top of another big guy in the back. It's not very comfortable, but it's a short drive, so it's okay. It's all right to be crammed in the car. So we all cram in and drive off to the pub. That's okay for a short drive for maybe five or six people. Some people take cramming a whole step further. In fact, there is even a Guinness record, you know, from the Guinness Book of Records, of the number of people, the maximum number of people that you can fit into a Fiat. It's Fiat, no? Fiat, really. Fiat. A Fiat 500. So, of course, people who try to break the record, they try and cram as many people as they possibly can. As many people, because people is contable. They try and cram as many people as they possibly can into a Fiat 500. And in order for the record to be accepted, they have to close all the doors. And they have to stay inside for 5 seconds without the doors opening. And Nacho, guess how many people you can cram into a Fiat 500? How many do you reckon? 5? 6? Okay, so Nacho says 10. Really crammed in. He thinks you can get 10 people in. In fact, I believe the Guinness world record for the number of people you can cram into a Fiat 500 is 15. 15 people! 15 girls, actually. I think there are 15 girls who hold the world record. Maybe they're smaller. They're probably more supple. Now, I love this adjective supple because you never use it here in Spain, because you use the synonym that also exists in Spanish. Flexible, right? Flexible. Flexible. We say supple a lot as well. If you're supple, you're very flexible. Girls are generally more flexible than boys. So the world record holders, for the most people you can cram into a Fiat 500, are girls. 15 of them. 15 girls. What about a Mini? Because there's another world record for the number of people you can fit into a Mini. How many do you reckon, Nacho? That's just thing, I don't really care. And you said 8. Actually, you can fit a lot more people into a Mini, one of these new Minis, than into a Fiat 500. The world record of the number of people that you can cram into a Mini is no fewer than 28 people. I imagine they're girls. But 28 people into a Mini. Can you imagine? 28 people. That is a lot of people. So it must be very, 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 very cramped inside. This is a different adjective. We have crammed. Come on, metido a la fuerza. But cramped is like when está super, 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 super apretado. Right? Cramped with a P. Okay, so we have crammed, con dos M's, and cramped, cramped, with a P, which means kind of super apretado, really claustrophobic. So 28 people. Okay, what else do we cram? Well, you can cram stuff into an envelope. If you want to send lots of things in an envelope, you can cram it all in the envelope. Or you can cram food in. Now, this is where, you know, when you've had a big meal and you're basically full. You've had enough to eat. You've had more than enough to eat. And you really couldn't possibly eat another thing. But then the host or the hostess says to you, oh, come on, you have a second helping of dessert, of this, whatever it is, chocolate brownie, for example. And you say, oh, I'm really full, but I'll do my best to cram it in. I'll do my best to cram it in. So I'm kind of metiéndolo a la fuerza. I don't really want any more food, but I'm just eating for the sake of keeping my host, mi anfitrión o anfitriona, my hostess, happy. So we cram things into space. But you can also cram, as I mentioned before, you can cram activities into a period of time. For example, in the show, I said at the beginning, we're going to try and stuff as many different meanings of one word in a 25-minute period of time. We can also, well, every time we do the show, we try and cram as many different meanings of one single word into a 26-minute show. Yeah. If you've got a lot to say and you're giving a speech, you've only got 5 minutes. You will try and cram as much as you possibly can into your 5 minute, y no 5 minutes, porque aquí minute se comporta como adjetivo, con lo cual no se pluraliza. Yeah. You try and cram as much into a 5 minute speech as you possibly can. When you go on holiday, if you go to Paris, if you go to Rome, if you go to Prague for the weekend, it's just a weekend break, and you've never been there before, what do you do? Well, you go sightseeing. You want to see all the sights, and you try and cram as much as you possibly can into your weekend break. So you're just on your feet non-stop the whole day, both days. Both days you're there, you're on your feet, seeing things. You're trying to cram as much as you possibly can into your limited time in Prague, into your limited time in Rome or wherever. So we have a weekend break, or you can have a 3-day getaway. Ahí una vez más, no pluralizamos day. Porque también a 3-day getaway. A getaway is an escape. A 3-day getaway is just a short 3-day holiday. Yeah. When you travel somewhere. So a 3-day getaway. I've only got 3 days in Dublin, but I'm going to try and cram as much as I possibly can into those 3 days. Now, it's not always a good idea to cram a lot of information, for example, into a speech, because if you do, you're going to lose people. So instead of cramming as much as you possibly can in, sometimes it's better to just focus on one or two key ideas rather than cramming loads and loads and loads of facts into your presentation. Just focus on two. That way people are going to understand what you're talking about in a much clearer way. Okay, good. Now, the other meaning of the verb to cram is empollar. This is what we do before we're about to sit an exam. Sí, usamos el verbo to sit cuando pues nos presentamos a un examen. Yeah, we sit an exam. I've got to sit my final exams next month at university, at high school, for example. So, what do we do? Well, if we're not very organized, we cram. I was a master crammer. I used to love cramming. I needed the pressure of knowing that I only had one day to learn everything in order to perform well in the exam. So I was a good crammer. I used to always cram the night before. Yeah? La noche anterior. La noche de antes. Yeah? The night before. I crammed all night the night before. So all the information was in my head, fresh, and I was able to reproduce it. And then 3 days later, I had forgotten everything. But that was fine, because I'd already done the exam by then. So we cram. You can also prepare a crammer. A crammer is como un esquema. It's basically a reduced version of what of the basically the key facts or things you need to know for an exam. It's not really a cheat sheet, nor is it a chuleta. A cheat sheet is a piece of paper you take into the exam and try to refer to without getting caught. That's a cheat sheet. Eso es para hacer trampa. Yeah? A crammer is simply your revision notes. Yeah, we revise. Cuando repasas para un examen, you revise. It's called revision. I'm revising right now for my final exam. Right? Estoy repasando. We don't say to repass. We revise. Revise, como, es como volver a ver. Yeah, revise. Revision is what it's known as a noun. So, we cram, empollamos. Adjectives, there are two. We've mentioned one, crammed. Crammed means atestado, abarrotado. The supermarket was crammed, you know, crammed, no? Crammed to bursting point. There were so many people, you could just imagine that the supermarket was about to explode. To bursting point. To burst. Burst. Se escribe. Burst. To burst is estallar. Like bubbles. Burst. When a bubble pops, it bursts. So, the supermarket was crammed to bursting point. There were so many people in there. It was absolutely heaving. Sinónimo de crammed, yeah? They were absolutely packed. Si quieres otro. It was packed. It was jam-packed. It was heaving. It was crammed, right? We can also say it was cram-full. It was cram-full of people. The supermarket was cram-full of people on Friday night. The supermarket was cram-full of shoppers, right? We're all, when we go to the supermarket, we are all shoppers. And if you go on a Friday evening, it's usually cram full of shoppers or cram full with. I mean, it's cram full with shoppers. If you go to La Piazza San Marco in Venice, it's always cram full of tourists. It's heaving with tourists. They're all over the place. There are more tourists than pigeons, right? There are billions and billions. It's just crammed full. You can hardly move. Apenas puedes moverte. You can hardly move. It's just crammed full of tourists. If you take the tube at about 7 in the morning in big cities like Barcelona, like Madrid, like London, New York, the tube carriages, the metro trains, are always cram full of people. They're always cram full of commuters. A commuter, well, that's the trains, not necessarily the tube trains. A train that comes from outside the city, bringing people who live outside the city to their place of work. A commuter is someone who lives outside of a big city, but works in the big city and comes in to work at the city every day and then go in the evening, goes back home, leaves the city and goes back home to a village, a town, a commuter town outside the big city. Yeah, so the train, if you are a commuter and you catch a commuter train in the morning, 7 o'clock, 7:30, it's usually cram full of people. That's all we've been able to cram into today's show. So I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back very soon for some more English English. Have a fantastic Monday. Take care. Ciao.
Listening. Radio.
I'm
campamentos Vaughan son campamentos residenciales de una o dos semanas donde los niños van y se lo pasan bomba, con actividades, con juegos, con manualidades. Hablan en inglés constantemente con monitores angloparlantes y ni se dan cuenta que están aprendiendo inglés. Los niños se trasladan desde Madrid a los diferentes campamentos que tenemos en toda España y aparte tienen pensión completa en cada uno de nuestros campamentos. Los niños se levantan, desayunan y enseguida se ponen con las actividades lúdicas, no clases, porque llevan todo el año con clases y lo que quieren ahora en verano